This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Just wants to pretend he's Swag's best friend. Calder Kilday, a.k.a. Dag Swaniels.
There he is. Swaniels in the house. A highly original character. And then, of course, we've got Emily Axford.
Dreading what's next with her really fucking hot ex, Calliope Petrichor.
He's hot. Oh, no.
I hope she doesn't catch a blaze.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
The manial with the planial who's got this in the bag. Last name Daniel, first name Swag.
Yeah. We were all kind of hesitant to support that.
It was an interesting rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
Was A-A-B-A, I don't know.
It was A-A-B-A-B.
It was diagnosed. It was Eminem style. It was rhymes within rhymes. Yeah. It was elevated.
I don't think you need to like figure out the rhyme scheme or something. Just appreciate it.
Just woo me and move on.
Caldwell is nothing if not ahead of his time. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. So last time, you faced the trial of the Serpent Queen. Their gargantuan beast shook and rattled the earth, tossing you and dropping you while she brushed off your attacks with starfire scales. However, Callie managed to venture into the belly of the beast by face stepping into her mouth.
Right.
From there,
so poetic,
things began to get a little nose-focused as Saul shoved grenades up her nostrils and Callie began cutting at her nose hairs.
Nose silk, of course.
We trademarked that. Mercifully, you defeated her and shattered her corporeal form, sending her back into the sky. My nose is getting itchy thinking about that fight. I feel like I need to sneeze, and it's just purely the nose silks. I just have phantom nose silks in my nose.
I mean,
right
like
now.
Metaphorically, it was your nose.
Are your nose silks tangled?
They're a little tangled.
Did you use your nose shampoo today?
I did not.
Oh. Okay.
I do need to straighten them. Anyway, from there, she awarded you a boon, and Callie pledged herself to the baby serpent, promising to bring its siblings back. You slept under the stars and were returned back to the crick by Oberon next morning. Right. There, you ran into Bumpy on the outskirts of town. The old crick elf revealed that Glenn had arrived as an envoy of an army of misfits, offering to help with the upcoming blue elf invasion. After refusing to leave, Glenn was captured and put in the timeout tree, where you went to question him. On the way, you encountered Meemaw exiting with Cooter, Glenn's father, who was distraught that his son was just as angry with him as ever. Meemaw expressed to you that Glenn had the Crick Elves in a tough spot. If they don't accept his help, his army presents a real threat. You donned some fake names with Saul and Calder presenting as Swag Daniels and Dag Swaniels, respectively.
Our finest work to date.
Yes. Kudos brilliant. To Jake for coming up with Dag Swaniels. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. But that's improv.
Yeah.
That's the job, you know?
Improv is hard. Finally, you ventured beneath the timeout tree and confronted Glenn. Glenn revealed that the plot against the powerful blue dragon elf faction was discovered after the incident at the summit. The blue elves are out for blood, and the smaller factions are scared, so Glenn has united them under one banner and transported them for safety to the crick. Swag and Dag left Callie alone to question Glenn, and she dropped some truth serum in his drink. Glenn seemed to voluntarily drink the concoction, braggadociously saying that he would end up on top. And that is where we are now.
Okay.
So we are in the timeout tree. Dag and Swag, probably up the stairs a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Callie, you are in the basement of the timeout tree. Glenn sits across from you. There are thick roots between you, acting like prison bars. All you've got here is just this one torch, and just flickering in the flames, you see the orange glow reflecting off his green eyes.
I think I'm going to just like be real business about this. Glenn, I have to be really honest. Meemaw has taken me and my friends into her confidence, and she's looking for our guidance. So can I ask you some questions about how bad this threat is? Because I will advocate for you if working with you is the right option.
Well, Meemaw never listened to me before, but perhaps she'll listen to you. You see, he folds his arms and leans back. Ask away.
I need to know how bad this Blue Army is. Are we talking like they're going to just send a couple people to assassinate someone, or are we looking at a whole choir of, like, huge dragons?
Well, with Cobalt gone, with Periwinkle gone, there are still four High Princes and then the High King. That's four adult blue dragons, one ancient blue dragon, countless younger ones, wormlings, dragonels, and then the power of their army. All the elven riders and rangers and pikemen.
Okay, that seems like a pretty serious threat, actually.
And I know that they've already started moving south and chasing out the other factions. I know Shiverblight was chased out of her lair.
What?
I know that they've besieged the Deep Elves, that they're not going to be able to get out of their cave.
How much time does the Crick have? Because I think you know as well as I do that they can really delay the clock with deliberation.
Callie, go ahead and give me a deception check.
How do you know to say that?
Because I'm Glenn.
That's going to be a 26.
Yeah. Right. Lots of talking, not a lot of action.
Yes, and I feel, as an outsider, that I am in a position to hasten their decision.
I've heard through the grapevine that they've managed to get out of Shroomrot through magical means, I assume. I don't think he'd give it up voluntarily. The secret of how to get to the Crick, which means they know that the Crick is on a demiplane and that they need to teleport here somehow. But knowing how to get here is only half the battle. They need a Crick elf, a ranger, to bring them in, to gate them into this demiplane. So they're likely out hunting for Crick rangers as we speak. And I can't let them in myself, because if I were to do that, they might nab me. And I've got no problem being here with the Crick elves, my friends, but I have no interest in being handed over to the Blues.
I thought you had friends amongst the Blues.
Well, I have friends everywhere, Calliope. The king himself, though, the generals of the king's army, I don't know if they'd be thrilled to see me at this moment. You saw me, how I commanded that audience at that summit.
Yeah, you're very good with the crowd.
Good in private as well.
Yeah, I remember.
So now that the cards are out on the table, Callie, you know the practical thing to do is just for us to unite our forces.
Why would you think that I would be persuaded by you?
Callie, what are we doing here?
We are having a very important military conversation. Which I have shown up for with very little emotional baggage.
Except for swag and dag, was it? Callie, come on now.
What do you think they're talking about down there?
You just hear, low whispers as you guys are like up the stairs a little bit, and you're probably getting a little concerned.
I'm sure it's all buttoned up.
You guys just hear a sustained, sexy back and forth. Just a hum.
Really can't make anything out at all.
Does it feel hot in here? It feels, I don't know, stuffy.
Steamy.
Callie, I've still got friends at the Crick. Like you were saying, I've got friends everywhere, but the powers that be don't trust me here. So if you've got a line in with Meemaw, I would very much appreciate it if you could get my point across.
Oh, so that's what's going on. You've seen another string you can pull on in me.
Calliope.
Is that it? Do you know, it was actually kind of a relief when I found out that you were using me. Because here, I thought that there was just something inherently repulsive about the way that I love people, that I pushed you away. But actually, it was nothing about me.
That's completely correct, Calliope. You know, it was business getting the egg. But there's, you know, relationships are complicated. There's business and there's pleasure, and some relationships are both.
Calliope does a little bit of a pace. I figure that the room is orchestrated in a way that I can walk out of his vision, so I can just like panic whenever I'm not in sight and then come back in cool and calm. What do you think I'm going to do, Glenn? Do you think that you've sold me on you being the best option? Do you think you've sold me on how dangerous the Blue Elves are? Or how powerful you are?
You know, Calliope, if you had asked me a few months ago, I would have said you would have tried to sell everything I just said to Mima. But this new rebellious streak, squashing my rebellion, stealing the serpent, you're unpredictable.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking am.
Well, all right.
Do you know any, like, word games or anything?
Well, I would say we could play I Spy, but it's all just tree,
yeah,
dirt.
Straight, like, right. Okay.
Okay.
I think I say, all right, Glenn, I'm done with you.
We'll see about that.
And then I walk upstairs.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, yo, Kelly.
Kelly. How'd it go?
Just an absolute cold sweat on Kelly.
I throw out a shaka.
How'd it go?
Slag, Dag, I need to use the bathroom.
Right on.
Yeah.
Just
some privacy. No, we should talk. Okay.
You can go to the bathroom first.
Not for as long as I need to.
Whoa.
Okay. Do we have any of those rapport spores left over from Elzor?
I would say, I think you kind of like ingested those. Do you want to do some kind of check on them or something?
Yeah, I want to move this to rapport spores if I can, just because I know that Glenn has friends all around the crick.
Oh.
I think you guys can't use the rapport spores that Elzor put in you guys because it's been a few days, but I think
but
if you guys want to do...
recognize them if there were any, because we're in nature right now.
Oh, to see if you were like being spied on or something like that? Yeah,
no,
you guys can...
to see if there are any to eat so that I can talk to them privately.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead and give me a nature check. I'll say that, yeah, they would grow around here. There have been famous druids from the crick that could do rapport spores.
See if we find like a little mushroom guy.
It's going to be a six.
Okay.
Do you want me to look too?
You see these extremely neon mushrooms that you think are maybe rapport spores.
Everyone fucking eat one of these.
Hey. That one is oozing.
I take a huge
Callie, there's a...
You see, Callie.
You guys, this is a matter of national security.
I'm not even
a bite of this glowing mushroom.
I'm not 100% sure it's a mushroom.
Saul sees a dead chippermunk right next to it.
Just eyes zonked out.
I ready a healing potion.
Yeah, Callie drops to zero, has to take a long rest, and then pops back up.
We can also just write notes, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'll say you guys can do like perception checks if you want to just make sure no one's around, like leave the time out tree and just kind of find an area in the woods where you're by yourselves.
Just finds a bit of privacy.
Great.
That is a dirty 20 on my perception.
Okay. Oh, dirty 20 for me too.
Nice. Great.
Roxanne and Holmes strike again.
Yeah, you guys look around. You find a little area that is near like someone's abandoned stump, like near like a home that nobody's in. Doors open. It's just you can just straight up walk into this person's house.
Oh, Kelly, there's a bathroom.
Yeah, later. Okay. I think like the way I see it is he's real smug down there, right? He like really thinks he has us in some sort of checkmate.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't agree to play chess. If I'm not playing his game, who says I can't move one of his pieces?
Oh.
So my feeling is he's giving us a false sense of options, right? He's saying there's two options here. Work with me or I will attack the crick.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go after the blues?
Yeah, why are we playing Glenn's game at all?
Exactly. He's setting the board as he wants it, but we need to go out there and move some pieces around too.
Yeah. doesn't get to call the shots.
Just kick the fucking board out from underneath his stupid pieces.
Yeah.
But aren't the blues super strong? Would we be able to attack them at all?
So actually, that's the real... I had this thought, and it turns out, yeah, they're like really, really, really powerful.
Okay.
They've got 4 high princes, which are like adult blue dragons and an ancient dragon and dragonelle.
Yeah.
They did chase out Shibber Blight.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Are you okay, man?
I'm good.
And they've besieged the Deep Elves.
Yeah. Just a lot of memories there, but not all good ones. So, yeah, I agree with you on that point that we're just playing Glenn's game.
It's like a false... he's saying, here's 2 paths, and he's shielding us from the fact that, no, of course there's not 2 paths. There's only 2 paths forward for you.
Yeah,
right. Should we talk to Meemaw about this and see if maybe we could lead some sort of strike team and try and at least reduce their army somewhat?
The thing is, I don't feel good about taking any Crick Elves away, right? Because we don't know if Glenn's going to go after them. But Glenn's plan seems to require them to be decimated by the Blue Elves, right? So presumably there's a fair battle between the two of them.
And there are still Crick Elves here who would rally to Glenn's cause.
Yeah, I think we should fucking find out who that is, though.
Could we, like, create some sort of decoy where we plant, like, a false ranger that leads them in a different way?
I think we just do like decoy stuff and try and kill the ancient blue dragon. If there's 4 printers and the king gets killed, they're gonna be fighting each other for power. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. And I don't know enough about, I mean, can I do a history check to know if, like, it sounded like these princes were doing little coups against each other, right?
Go ahead and, you can do history or insight and you can do it with advantage.
Holy shit.
16.
Yes. So with a 16, you guys know enough from your time in the Living Wood. You encountered the High Prince Cobalt, who his team, Cheswick's like fort of blue dragon elves, were literally working against the other ones so that he could become king.
Mm-hmm.
You can say with almost certainty that if the king was dead, that all other plans would be off except for trying to snatch power.
Yeah.
That's why
you guys have another thought, though, with a 16, that the deep dragons that are being besieged, that's Umberspore's lair. Mm-hmm. You guys also know of another lair of deep elves, Shroomrot's crew, which are currently imprisoned in the High King's fort.
Okay.
So the High King would be moving away from the fort towards the Crick or wherever he thinks the Crick is. Does that mean it's unguarded?
That's what I'm thinking is like, I want to go after this king, right? It's like, we can't take on the whole army.
Mm-hmm. But if we can free Shroomrot's men, then Shroomrot can rescue Umberspore and maybe turn the tide against the Blues.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we're on personal mission after this king.
How are we going
to kill a fucking king? This is dark stuff.
But you know what it is? It's our game.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Glenn's.
That's what I'm thinking.
On. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Great. Then let's go talk to Meemaw because obviously her approval is the most important.
I think you're right. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to put a little sign next to this mushroom so that nobody else tries to chomp it.
Why? I already took it. I took it because we're going to need this.
The sign's
we're
for
out
you.
Assassinating a king.
I stomp on the mushroom so no one else eats it.
Hold on.
Callie doesn't know that she was out for 8 hours.
My medium clumsy feet.
Oh, it's eating through your boots. Those were new.
Sweet.
Fuck.
So you guys... leave this little private area where you guys were conspiring. And you guys see that now there's kind of a flurry of activity around the Crick. You see that there's Crick Elf Rangers along with like dragon wormlings, mostly black, some red, are getting into position, like spreading out, getting ready to guard the Crick town center in case anybody gates in and tries to attack. Occasionally you'll see more grown-up dragons, like Shiverblight sized, but nothing massive. Most of what the Crick has on their side is numbers. Not too many big guns, but a lot of like smaller ones.
Okay.
But you guys get to the Crick Town Square And you see that a lot of the Crick Elves are gathered, like a lot of the like non-warriors, like older folks and stuff and the kids. There's a lot of whispering and debate amongst them about what to do with the situation at hand. Tensions seem high. You hear a lot of, something ain't right, something's amiss. It's amiss. It's amiss. It ain't right. It ain't right. Glenn ain't right. Something's amiss.
They're not wrong.
And you guys see that Meemaw is conferring with some of the old folks and Bumpy. After a moment, you see that she does catch your eye and excuses herself and walks over to you guys. Mm. Do you guys manage to get anything from Sawyer?
Well, we got two cool nicknames, and then Callie did all the work.
That's awesome. What are the nicknames?
Dag Swaniels. I came up with that one first, off of that.
Off of that. Awesome. Off of that. Yeah, I did Swag Daniels. All just right, kind
Saul,
of like a
that's
play.
Awesome. You do have to come up with your own stuff, though. When people are coming up with nicknames, you got to make sure you don't just copy the other person.
Yeah, Saul.
Saul just punches a tree really hard.
That's so right.
Whoa.
All right. Well, what did y'all find out? She kind of pulls you over to the side.
Actually, I think we have kind of a crazy idea to suggest to you.
All right.
Yeah.
We were feeling like he gave us A and B, but we want to present C.
It's
and
not multiple
I
choice, really.
Click on a PowerPoint presentation.
Wait, wow. We were supposed to deactivate our mana stones. How are you doing that?
You kept the projector. they make quality products over at Mothership.
Yeah, I used prestidigitation to do a PowerPoint presentation.
You got to do it the old natural way, yeah.
So, here's the deal. We know that some of the lower ranking blue dragons were trying to go after the High King.
Right.
So we figured if you wanted, you could dispatch us to try to kill the ancient blue dragon and start some infighting amongst the princes.
Yeah. We already know that the blues love to coup. So they'd probably coup each other if we killed the king.
The blues do love to coup. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Blues got a coup.
That's a great rhyme.
Blues if it rhymes, it's true.
Yeah.
That's really true, Calder. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I think so.
Saul punches another tree.
Dude. Well,
I mean, I've heard crazier ideas, but not many. The king is an ancient blue dragon. He's like 100 feet long.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're taking like a really big swing, but this is the year of taking really big swings.
Yeah, if there's anyone you can lend us that might be able to help.
Shroomrot, do you know Shroomrot?
Yeah, of course I know Shroomrot.
Shroomrot is currently in captivity at the like nest or lair of the ancient blue dragon. So we're figuring if we can free him, maybe he'd help us fight.
All right, so you got Shroomrot on your side. You got some deep elves in there.
Yeah.
They'll probably be moving a bunch of people out. Mm-hmm. That's actually not as crazy as maybe I thought it was originally. I mean, I know people that have killed gods before.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Who?
It's my daughter. And her friends.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so proud of her.
That's really nice to see, like, just a positive mother-daughter relationship.
Right. Yeah. Actually, speaking of family, I've got a grandson that is a ranger. That's one of the kind of gatekeepers that can bring people in and out of the Crick. And I kind of called back all our rangers last night, and he didn't come back. And I'm a little afraid he might have tried something rash or maybe got himself caught. So
if we can go free him, we can bring him with us?
I mean, yeah, there's a chance he could be in the same place that y'all are going.
Yeah, the blues don't know where the Crick is. They're going to need a ranger to get here.
Yeah.
He could be in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. He could be currently being interrogated.
His name?
Yeah.
His name's Big Bev.
Big Bev?
Big Bev.
Big Bev.
Okay.
We'll find your boy.
All right, well, if y'all can somehow pull this off, I can guarantee we won't need Glenn's army, and we could just focus up on taking out this misfit army.
Yeah, but you stay here because I told Glenn that I would come talk to you and give, you know, you my opinion based off of what I heard from him, but I didn't tell him what I was going to say. It might be in your interest to pretend like you are going to play nice with him.
All right.
Or maybe just act as if you're still in, you know, deliberation.
Listen, I think whatever comes of this mission y'all are going on, we'll find out fast whether it went good or bad. Yeah. And I'm really going to suggest that if you all get down there and you manage to free Shroomrot or some of those deep elves or something, consider that mission complete. Y'all don't have to go after the king necessarily. Just, you know, use your best judgment. I've known people that have killed gods, but I've known people that have been killed by nanorflies. I've actually known a lot more people that have been killed by nanorflies than I know people who have killed cows.
They do have very big teeth.
Yes, they look dangerous. Yeah.
But I will, we were supposed to vote tonight on whether or not we were going to work with Glenn's army. I can definitely push the vote until tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So if you guys want to travel by nightfall, I think that might be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
And if you guys have, I mean, it's going to be chaos there. So if you have a way to, you know, I'm sure we've got some blue elf stuff here. If you need any, or if you have your own, I would highly suggest using some deception. Okay. You're not going to be able to get in there guns ablaze.
Right. Deception is my shit.
Good.
As I say this, I cast disguise myself to look like Calder, and I look better than him. I'm a more convincing Calder.
Oh, do I really look like that?
Damn, double dags.
Calder's confidence grows a little bit.
Two dags, incredible. Jolene, I guess I had a question. Once we get there and once we achieve our goal, hopefully, is there any way we can contact you?
We'll be able to find you.
Okay.
I'll get you out. I'll scry on you, and we'll be able to get y'all out.
Okay, do you need something to use for scrying? I guess I could, like, give you some saliva, or I don't know what you need.
How are you trying to piece of paper?
Off your spit?
You don't know what she needs, but your first guess is spit.
Well, it's either that or what? Like some blood? That seems more invasive.
I could take like a piece of hair or something.
I don't have any hair. I'm trying to meet you halfway.
There's three of you.
I pick out a blue beard hair.
Thank you, Dag.
I also pick out a blue beard hair.
Thank you, Dag.
It's amazing. My beard is so long and lush.
Salt spits on the ground.
All right. Before I leave, do you have someone who's bringing meals to Glenn?
Yeah. I've been popping by, giving him meals every once in a while.
Okay. See, now you can spit in something.
Okay.
I'm out. Oh, don't do this in front of me. I can't. This is like low-key kind of a war crime thing. I can't see this. We're going to spit in his food.
I think I have them make Glenn's favorite meal. And then I'll put a little note on the tray that just says, "You owe me, Calliope."
Ooh,
that's good. Whoa.
What's his favorite meal?
Because he does fucking owe me. But I'll let him think for what. I think his favorite meal, you know he's protein-based.
That guy hasn't had a carb in 6 years.
It's probably like chipmunk skewers.
Oh, God.
It's so light.
We honor your sacrifice, little chipmunks.
Lean.
All right. Well, I can get you back to the Living Wood, but it's not as simple as teleporting. If you want to be near the High King's Fortress, you got to get there the same area kind of geographically at the Crick. You're just essentially opening a gate between dimensions. You're not like teleporting.
I see.
You see, she reaches into like her pouch and pulls out a little green vial. We have these sometimes if we have visitors to the Crick that need to get out in a rush. You drink this potion, you'll briefly be able to cast the gate spell. I'll send a ranger to bring you back once you guys are finished. But as soon as you drink this, you're going to be out of the Crick.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Glenn's not placing all of his eggs in this one basket. He's making a lot of moves, I bet.
Yeah.
So stay on guard.
All right. He's spreading his eggs out.
I think so.
His beautiful eggs.
So rich and full of protein.
Easy dags. Easy dags.
I still look like Calder.
Wow. Why is my lip quivering over there?
Calder, quit being a perv.
I'm sorry.
I asked Calder to do a Kristen Stewart lip bite.
Damn, does it look that hot when I do it?
Yeah, man, yeah. Oh, before we go, just while we're discussing liabilities, Saul pulls out the Rolodex. Oberon was able to help us, but I think this might still be a liability. It was connected to Beatrix and Alexandrite, and now that I guess Beatrix is gone, I'm not sure if we can trust using this for messages or not. I've got a friend in Esri that I would love to talk to, but I'm worried about using this to communicate. Is there any way you could like try and purify it or at least contain it?
Yeah, I can take a look at it. I can say if this was mothership technology and it's used for sending messages, this is just about the least safe thing you could use to send messages.
Okay. I noticed that y'all use leaves for toilet paper, so I don't think it'll get misplaced.
That's true, yeah. I don't even know what this is. What kind of notebook is this?
It's actually a really good idea. We've been wasting toilet paper. You're right.
I know it's perfect. There's no metal. It's just nice.
You're sitting right there and you're looking at it. Why not bring a pen in and get some writing
done?
Yeah,
you just want to write.
Yeah.
Leave a little note for someone else.
Yeah.
For the next person who uses it.
All right. Well, please be careful. Do not get yourselves killed. If you're in trouble, you come back here.
Is there something we should tell Bev when we find him? So that he'll know to trust us?
I mean, if you're down in the dungeons breaking people out, I think he'll trust you pretty fucking quick.
All right.
But you can tell him Meemaw sent you.
We will.
Okay. I guess before we go, I'm also going to cast Find Steed.
Dope.
You cast Find Steed. You see starlight shoots down from the sky.
Can I borrow some stars here?
Wait!
Oh, the sun gets way too close.
To your constellations, right?
Stars come down. It's still daytime. It's getting a little bit later. You see like starfire comes down from the sky, takes like a sparkly form before becoming the corporeal form of the little serpent.
I get on it as Calder.
I've always wanted to see myself with a mount. This is the best TV show I've ever watched.
Sweet. Yeah, you mount the serpent. And then is there anything else you guys want to do before you hike?
Yeah, can we grab those blue elf-like costumes or disguises?
Yeah. I think you guys have them some yourselves, you can grab like more stuff from them. Cool. They've definitely killed blue dragons.
Anything that will help.
Is there anything that would help that you guys have that would help us in a stealth mission?
Well, let's see.
We had a clairvoyant potion at one point, and that was pretty clutch.
I think a pass without trace would go a long way.
A pass without trace potion would be sick.
Yeah. Let me see what I have.
Even a silence bomb would be sick.
Whoa. Is that real?
I don't know.
Where that
is. Any bomb
you have would be awesome.
We guys gave Cooter the one.
Yeah, we did give Cooter a bomb, so I think you kind of owe us one.
Oh, that's true.
A bomb for a bomb.
All right. I can take about an hour, do a little ritual, enchant a couple of potions up for y'all. We can do a pass without trace, maybe a couple of polymorphs for Saul.
Oh, yeah.
So there could be... Oh, that's huge.
Are we saying there could be three dags?
I think you'd have to be an animal, but if you want to call yourself Dag, that's okay.
Trust me, Dag is an animal.
But again, Saul, you got to stop copying Calder.
Honestly, as Dag, we're a fucking animal.
I jump up and chest bump me.
I think we've lost control of the narrative here.
Actually, before we leave, so polymorph would be great. I think we should also check in with that dream druid. I'm looking at Calder's helm.
Yeah.
How's it been going in there?
You know, not great. I'm afraid to go to bed. And then I'm afraid when I wake up because I know I'll have to go to sleep soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
So let's try and rendezvous with the dream druid. And then that will be enough. We'll just get out of here.
Yeah. Just want to check on our hats.
Yeah. Sweet. Meemaw goes to an alchemist, starts getting to work on your stuff, and you guys go over to Eloise, the dream druid. You go over to her stump, and you see that she is deep.
Oh my god, is her, how is her stump decorated?
Oh, you know that there's like a bead curtain as you go in.
I dare you to put sound effects in there.
Just
that
absolute cottage core inside. Real clutter core. Just little like trinkets and everything all over the place.
Oh,
and she looks like she is in a trance, attempting to put things down in a scroll, attempting to put like a spell together so that she can enchant items.
Okay. Oh, she's like really busy.
Yeah. Should we leave a note?
Yeah, let's leave a note. But I wonder, can I just see if there's any little potion just to help Calder feel less nervous about going to sleep.
Oh.
Like herbal tea or something.
Or like NyQuil. Yeah. Just like yeah, a you chamomile.
See, you see, she looks up from her trance and goes...
Sorry. I thought at the crib you could just go through someone's cabinet.
Of course you can just go through
Oh, okay,
cabinets.
Okay,
that's
great.
Fine. But I think what you're looking for is alcohol. Just
alcohol.
You want to get him like a beer.
Just okay.
I
want to
get
like one
beer.
Or two.
Okay.
Yeah, just get him like a couple beers.
Cool.
Do you have a beer?
Yeah, I have a beer. You can have my beer. Yeah, of course.
So all I need is a nightcap.
And you just give him a little nightcap.
Calder, I've got something really healthy for you to cope with.
Okay. Just two Molsons.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Her fridge is packed with them. That's weird.
I think we're good. We don't need the hats.
No, we still need the hats.
But... The hats will take a couple more days.
Of course.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. We will stop bothering you.
Yeah. So it all gets wrapped up in the beaded curtain.
Careful.
I polymorph him into a bird to fly away.
Good use of the potion.
Sweet. Yeah. Mima meets you guys kind of on the edge of town and gives you guys the potions. She gives you two polymorph potions that last an hour each. This can give Saul the appearance of like a little dragon, essentially.
Sweet.
Big enough for Calder to ride or no?
No, okay. Like a hatchling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big enough for Calder to walk.
Yeah.
You can ride my steed.
I sort of already am.
I change back into myself and I offer you the steed.
Calder mounts it very, very nervously.
You know what I said? Stars are always brightest in the winter.
You did say that. Add a serpent. Add a serpent.
The serpent slithers along the ground.
Good serpent.
Calder can't stop smiling.
Yeah, the serpent like hovers a little bit. It's not just slithering on the ground. Just kind of hovers through the woods, quickly going through the trees.
Fuck it, I crack a beer.
Calder!
It's almost bedtime.
Those are medicinal.
I was going to take a nap. Molsons.
The druid prescribed them.
I was feeling drowsy.
Sweet. So you guys reach the edge of town and begin passing more of these like scouting parties and Crick Elf Rangers who are preparing to defend the Crick. And you guys kind of follow, you guys have that map that Elzor gave you, so you kind of can kind of map out where the High King's fort is in relation to where you guys are right now. So you guys have to hike for a while. You have to hike for like 10 miles. And then as you guys arrive near where you know the fort to be on the other side, go ahead and give me perception or insight checks.
Oh my God, this dice. 23.
7.
Okay.
8.
Great. You guys arrive and see the same natural overgrowth that you see throughout most of the Crick, but you also see these old stone walls and an old stone keep. They're massive, but they look like ruins or like they haven't been fully built yet. And Calder, I'll say with that kind of insight check, you're kind of reminded of like the hollowed out reflection of the Colosseum that you guys saw when you escaped Laverix's lair to the Crick. And I think maybe you realize that the Crick reflects the natural landscape of the Living Wood, but only very magical or powerful humanoid-made stuff is reflected. So the fact that this dude's fortress is showing up at the Crick gives you an idea of just what a presence this must have on the other side.
Oh, this is so sick. We can choose a strategic location, then chug our potions.
Interesting. Yeah.
So you guys also see a black cloud overhead and some light drizzling here. The weather is kind of like different around here. And I will say, Meemaw would have communicated to you that it's going to be, there will be a spell cast and you guys will like flash into existence there. So if you climb into the castle or something like that and you are spotted, they will know who you are right away. Game over.
So if anything, we might want to hike a bit away from this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So we don't pop
too.
Up right inside the castle in front of somebody that shouldn't see us.
How formed is the castle in this world? Can we like case it a little bit?
Yeah.
Like learn the lay of the land. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Calder, could you draw us a map?
This is very clever.
Certainly.
Yeah, you guys go in, big, massive great hall. This has to be very big, obviously. It looks like it is built for the king. You see that the doors in here are not working. It's more of just like kind of open archways letting in natural light as the sun is going down here, as it's kind of getting towards the end of the day. One doorway looks like it goes up like a giant chute that essentially goes to like a roost on top of the castle. So it looks like the king can be on top of the castle, but also go inside and go down into the great hall.
A roost chute.
There's not only just a roost chute, but there's a massive door that also leads deeper down into like a basement, if you guys would like to explore that.
Yeah. I want to explore that and get the vibe of if this is where a dragon would sleep.
Great.
Okay. That's an 8 perception.
Okay.
I'm just using the cold stone to try and cool my passions down.
18.
Okay.
6.
Great. Calder, you kind of lead the way as you guys go down this stairwell.
Damn, that Molson's kicking in. I feel like everything's clicking.
You can't just take medicine whenever you want. Well, how am I supposed to go find more Molson medicine?
You see that there is a dungeon down here. You kind of surmise that this is a dungeon because as you walk through this like labyrinthian path, there's like these hallways and then they open up. And again, it's not one-to-one. Everything has been like transported over. You see like broken down cells and you see some like rusted over bars and things like that. And you also just get this feeling down here of just like misery. Being down here is residual. It just makes you sad.
Okay.
So this is probably where Big Bev might be stored.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Is this Shroom Rot might
be stored. Is it big enough for a dragon?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
As you continue to walk, it's kind of massive. It's there's like a whole essentially like dungeon level under the castle. You see that there's an area that is mostly looks like it would be like humanoid prisoners, like humanoid size, like cells. And then you go deeper and there are like bigger rooms that look like they could hold dragons.
And how many points of entry are there to this dungeon area? Is it just this chute?
So it looks like there are two. It looks like there's one for humanoids to take to like just walk down the stairs through this regular archway. Mm-hmm. You guys would have to do athletics checks or something if you want to see what happens if you jump down the rest of the like roost chute to get down there.
And then do we see like evidence of any wily prisoners who dug their way out and there's like a little wormhole?
No, there's no, it's not one-to-one. So all you're seeing is
like an echo.
You're seeing an echo of it. Yeah. So you're seeing something almost through like, it looks like you're looking at it through like four windows or something like that. It's just like distorted. Everything's a little bit off. And then it's got this kind of like nature overtaking it.
So are we thinking that we should try and materialize down here and then just like free Shroom Rot and then go loud?
That's what I wonder.
Yeah, I feel like if we can like take the shortcut to get into where we want to go, we might as well just show up there. And then if you're in costumes and I'm dressed as a baby dragon, we can at least, we can have like a moment where we're able to pass without trace before they catch on.
Yeah, it seems nuts to materialize in a cell, but I feel like we have many ways to get out of one.
It seems like there's crazy and then there's crit crazy. And that seems like maybe the way to go here.
What do you think, Calder?
It's a real roll of the dice. Because what if he's surrounded by people that are...
But if he's in a cell, then they don't need to surround him, right?
Possibly.
Although he could be being interrogated.
That's true.
The plan's crazy enough as it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's listen to me, Ma, and let's play this insane plan as safely as possible.
Right.
Conservative crazy. I love it.
Conservative crazy.
Let's get conservative.
One beer crazy, not two beer crazy.
That light Molson buzz. Molson mentality.
So we know how to get to the dungeon.
Yeah.
We know how to get to the dungeon. Is there anything else? I mean,
I think at this point, we've got the lay of the land as much as we can. Uh-huh. And we're not going to be able to know our point of entry until we have eyes on who's guarding it.
Okay.
Right.
Then should we go up to like a hill and do our potion magic.
That's good. That's a great idea. Let's go. Let's get like a little bit of a high spot with some cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just find like a nice cheeky little view of this ancient castle.
Cool. You guys go up to a hill. You see a view of the castle. And I'll say you guys see this little mini storm over this of this reflection of the fortress. You can kind of time it with like a big lightning bolt or thunder or something like that if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Great. So you guys drink the potion.
Bottoms up.
Take a step forward. And the next step you take, there's a flash of green. And by the time your foot lands, you are back in the living wood, stepping in thick mud.
Shit.
We should have gone in the fucking prison cell. Now my shoes are going to be dirty.
My boots are fucking cursed.
No, we can work with this. Everyone just cover your body in mud. It's great.
It is
I'll give anything a
torrential downpour. The sky is dark gray. The sun has just set. There are occasional flashes of white as lightning sparks through the clouds. Everybody go ahead and give me perception checks as you look down to the fortress.
7.
14.
22.
Okay. You guys look down. War horns going off. They're fucking kicking off into battle mode. You see blue dragons flying overhead and battalions of blue dragon elves marching. And you catch sight of the fort. It's bigger than the other ones that you guys have come across. You guys see huge stone walls with towers. Some of them have these like big flaming beacons shining lights on the gate in the rain. You see smaller dragon roosts on the walls here. Right off the bat, you see 4 young blue dragons on the walls. In front of the gate, you see a small bridge over a moat that rages like a river in the storm. That's how crazy the rain is coming down, with like mud sliding and moving like quicksand nearby. Beyond the wall, you can see the king's castle itself. Everything about it is enormous. The windows, the archways, everything needs to be able to accommodate this giant ancient dragon. It's a wide, wide building, and with this tall perch on top. And you guys see returning to the castle. You catch a glimpse of the king. You see he flies overhead, casting a shadow in the storm. The rain briefly stops as he covers the sky above you. He's like 100 feet long, nose to tail, 85 foot wingspan.
Us beaming with our crazy plan, absolutely getting eclipsed by a huge dragon shadow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's really cloudy tonight.
Oh, no!
This plan's feeling crazier and crazier.
I don't think there's anything conservative about this. I don't think we can play it away that's even vaguely conservative.
Yeah, this is far left.
You see, the storm seems to react to him, sending more bolts of lightning and booms of thunder out of the sky as he gets closer before he finally perches atop his castle in the roost. You see, he reaches his neck out, glares over his fortress for a moment, causing the blue elves below to, they're trying to stay in like military formation and look professional, but they're kind of like staggering in fear. And he lets out a mighty roar of fury and then looks to enter the castle through the roost chute and disappears.
Can I just do a perception check to see if he has any scars on him?
Yeah, sure. Kind of hard to see from here, but.
Okay. Maybe I'll crit. I got a 17.
A 17?
Not bad. He flew right over us.
Yeah, I'll say
I just
like,
feel like if there's a scar, it means that was a lasting mark, and that's somewhere that maybe.
Yeah, I will say that you saw in the flash of lightning like a crack across his scales, across his face, like he was slashed by another dragon.
Okay.
All right. So he's vulnerable in the face. Right where all the teeth and fire are.
Listen, we've got more grenades and we see nostrils. We're fine.
Okay.
So right now, I'll say Calder's kind of dressed up like a dragonborn, got the cloak on, hunching a little bit shorter than he would be, but just about as burly. Callie.
I fold up my track jacket and my crochet bra because I've grown very attached to them. I put them away for safekeeping and I put on the blue dragon elf costume.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
So how do we want to play this? Should we try and fully sneak, or do you think it's better to like pretend like you found like a lost baby in the woods and you're bringing it home or something like that?
Here's what I want to do. Like, essentially, we have to be social engineers, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to get within range so I can detect thoughts on all the people, see what their surface level thoughts are, because I might get some gossip that way, in which case we'll have a little bit of ammo to be like, oh, did you hear it's Taco Tuesday? Oh, they can't make tacos for shit here. Or like whatever.
It's
like
wet. Yeah.
Like, find out what something. So I just want to get within 30 feet of a gaggle.
Okay. All right.
But how we get there.
Sweet.
I'm not sure.
I mean, you see out on this field, yeah, there's people marching in, people marching out. It looks like there's hunting parties, scouting parties. As Glenn kind of revealed to you guys, they're out looking for crick elves right now. It doesn't seem like you're going to be like, you know, shot on sight, right? If you like show up at the wall,
they're not thinking they're about to get infiltrated.
Yeah, yeah. They need their numbers right now.
Yeah. Okay,
the weather and the mobilization are really working in our advantage, I think, here.
So yeah, let's... Saul, what sort of animal do you want to be?
Well, it seems like a dragon or dragonelle or a baby dragon or something like that. I'm trying to think about all the sorts of beasts that would be living here.
I realize I will get rid of the steed, because I'm not going in with
Right. You're not going to go in with your with your serpent.
Yeah. So yeah. I dismiss it from between Calder's legs.
Oh,
oops, sorry.
My tailbone.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Oh, you spilled your beer.
There's one more.
That's medicine.
Yeah, I'll say.
I'll save it for bedtime.
Can I do? Saul, in interest of not making it super complicated, yeah. I think it's just, if you take this polymorph potion, it will essentially just make you look more dragon-like. Like, you will just have Saul's stats, but will able to be able to, like, walk on all fours and look like you're a Drake companion or something like that.
Oh, okay, cool. Then I think I'll chug the potion, and if we all want to brainstorm what my Drake name will be, then we can do that. Mm.
Drake Swaniels.
Drake Swaniels. You drink the potion. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you feel your bones begin to crack as you begin to take on a
oh shit.
Saul, wait, did we give you the wrong potion? Did we give you the disintegrate potion?
You see the smooth frog skin begins to grow, scales. He gets little horns, and he takes on the appearance of like a little blue dragon hatchling.
Awesome.
Saul, is that you in there?
Yeah.
we gonna commit to that?
Sorry. The potion had a bit of a spicy flavor to it. Okay. How do I look?
You look really, really cute. Wow.
Cute, okay.
Yeah, you went from hot to cute, but yeah. it's a lateral
I'll
move.
I'll take it.
It really is.
Do you think these wings even work? Can I try them out?
Yeah, you try them out. You're able to, it's very similar to your normal monk ability. You're able to like glide and slow fall.
Nice. Mm. Ooh, okay.
I push him off.
He breaks his legs and dies.
Get me a Molson. There's only one left.
We have to save the medicine.
Do you guys want to use Pass Without Trace or anything?
Well, yeah, it's concentration, and I want to use Detect Thoughts eventually.
You guys do have the potion of Pass Without Trace that Meemaw gave you.
Okay, then let's use that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You guys use Pass Without Trace.
I check the bottle to see if there's adverse effects to drinking two potions at the same time.
Death.
Okay.
Your character dies.
My horns have hives.
Let's use the Pass Without Trace to like fit in rather than sneak.
Great. Yeah. If there's like a lot of hustle and bustle, I think maybe just like identifying a door that we want to go through and waiting for like a group of people to go.
Yeah.
And like walking confidently with.
This is crazy. Do we want to go to that great hall?
Wasn't that how we get to the dungeon?
Yeah.
Through the great hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that's the room that holds the most people. There's got to be people just hanging outside.
And then we can hear the gossip.
I think we just kind of, like find like a flow of human traffic.
Great.
And then like follow behind.
Sweet. So you guys see that the gates are open. There seem to be a lot of moving troops. There are blue dragonborn pikemen at the gates here, waving in kind of returning scout parties. You guys pop this Pass Without Trace potion, and you guys use it to kind of blend in. And you do see that amongst the comings and goings of all these different troops and everything, you see a 12-person scouting party. I say person, there's dragons in it too. There's like a couple drakes that are being mounted. There's a young blue dragon at the head of it, and they are going into the gate right now.
Saul licks both of his eyes with his lizard tongue.
Great.
And does a dutiful waddle forward.
Okay, let's kind of join the tail end of this.
Sweet. Go ahead and give me stealth checks. And we'll do group stealth. So two of you have to pass.
A crit, baby!
Woo. Awesome.
This is with plus 10.
Yes.
With a crit, that's 41.
Oh my God. I got a 23, but with Pass Without Trace, do I still have to roll with disadvantage?
I'm going to say that the armor thing is for trying to not be like heard. I think if you're just trying to blend in, you don't have to do your stealth check with disadvantage.
22 for Saul.
So you guys are able to successfully join this throng of this returning scouting party that's going back. But they do look grim, like something did not go their way. Guys moving in, guys moving out, a lot of movement here, rain coming down, a lot of chaos. The Dragonborn guards are kind of just letting people in.
So as this is happening, can I stand behind Calder and Saul and do detect thoughts? So I'm like hearing the surface level thoughts, so I find out what went wrong whatever the surface thoughts
are. You cast detect thoughts, and everyone is nervous, especially the young dragon in the front. You keep hearing this word failure. And even with just surface level thoughts, you get the message that they failed to find any void elves. But you do see that some of them are clutching bloody masks from other orders, like white masks from cold elves, a couple of masks from like the green elves and stuff. It seems like these guys are going in to face the king, and they're essentially going to go to him and be like, "Hey, we killed all these people, but we didn't find any void elves." That's the sense you're getting.
Do we want to be a part of that party?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I think that we should step a little bit back and take a fucking smoke break. I take out my vape.
Sweet. You guys peel off. You see a dragonborn vaping
Calder's
nearby.
Calder's got his medicine and I've got mine.
Can Drake's vape?
Yeah. You guys are kind of left out on the steps here of the castle. There is more fortress, but you see there's more knights over to the side. You're seeing a lot of a dragonborn here. And you're seeing forces like moving in and out. You see there's a barracks nearby. You see there's towers with more dragons in them. How would you guys like to proceed?
I want to go to the barracks and hear like what they're thinking there.
That seems like a good place to detect some thoughts. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys do a loop around and kind of walk around the outside. And yeah, you hear thoughts of people panicking. Like, it does not seem like there's a lot of people with great reverence for the king. It's all fear. It's all just, we need to deliver for the king. We need to deliver for the king. Just a lot of fear of going to war.
These guys don't want to go to war.
They don't want to go to war.
So it seems like they didn't find a void elf, but I guess we don't know if any of the other battalions have.
Right.
But I guess, like, wouldn't you kind of be like, oh, if they're panicking this much about not finding a void elf, it means that the demand is high.
Yeah. 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 So if they have Big Bev, that is an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. But that means that Big Bev probably hasn't broken yet, which is good.
So I think we need to get a way to get into this dungeon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the move.
I think we need to find our most powerful ally. I think we need Shroomrun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right.
Do you think we're going to be able to just like waltz into the dungeon? Callie, do you think you could like read the name of someone that works down there and say we're taking their shift or something?
Yeah, I mean, bop around, detect thoughts? Like,
totally. Go ahead and give me a perception check with advantage.
Hey, Callie, can you detect my thoughts real quick?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, Saul thinks you got this.
Okay, that's a 6 and a 5. But were you saying that I have guidance?
Oh, I said you got this. But
okay.
But yes, I'll say you have guidance too.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were doing.
Ooh, you got that 4 though.
Okay. 13.
13? Yeah. I mean, you can assume that this is where a lot of the knights who work in the dungeon bunk, essentially. So yeah, you hear it's just surface thoughts. So you do hear people saying that they need to go for their shift to as like a guard in the dungeon. You see two guys leave the barracks and begin walking towards the Great Hall.
God, do we fucking mug them?
Yeah, dude.
Do we mug them or just say that we're going to take their shift and they've been relieved?
I chuck the full Molson at the back of one of their heads.
Okay. Let's go up to them. Hey, what's up?
You guys.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay, I have to tell
yes,
you something.
What's up?
I have to tell you something.
War in the Living Wood. We're going down. We're trying to find void elves so we
know.
Can open a gate.
And some of us are responding to the war by acting out will they, won't they's that they never had. And I gestured to Calder. Look, the two of us, we are looking to have a romantic getaway.
Okay. We're trying to have a tryst, buddy.
Okay. So, but I booked a bed and breakfast for tomorrow. So I'm asking, can we cover your shifts tonight so that we can get away and really work out all our feelings before we go to war and die for the king?
You want to go down in the dungeons tonight?
Yeah, we want. Yeah.
Because we need tomorrow off.
Yes. So will you take our shifts tomorrow?
We have a lot to work through.
What?
There's a lot to unpack.
What?
Give me a persuasion check with advantage. With
persuasion?
Disadvantage.
Persuasion?
Persuasion with disadvantage.
Okay. I have to tell you, I'm going to activate my Emissary of Peace.
Ooh,
as a redemption paladin, I can add 5 to any persuasion roll. So I activate that.
I'm going to brush up against her leg and give her guidance again.
Great.
Like a cat just like rubbing itself.
Yeah, Emissary of Peace. As a bonus action, you grant yourself +5 bonus to charisma persuasion checks for the next 10 minutes.
Awesome.
Okay, got it.
Gonna go with the 12 with disadvantage. Mm-hmm. But my persuasion is 8 becomes a dirty 20 plus my 5 from my emissary of
and
peace
guidance.
Is a
and
25 plus 2 from guidance. 27.
God, yeah, this dude definitely really fears the king and really fears his bosses and everything and goes,
okay, well, you know, I don't want to get in the way of anything. You guys are trying to
Cool.
Yeah, so you get to have the night off.
It's okay.
And but you have to cover us tomorrow.
Yeah, because we have to see this through. And the jailer specifically told you this was okay.
Yeah, I got it cleared.
Okay.
You know who I got it cleared with.
Okay. If you're sure, because I don't want to get murdered.
You're not.
Okay.
Okay. This isn't about you right now.
Yeah, it's about us working through a fucking backlog of sexual tension.
There's a lot to unpack, a lot of baggage.
You've got a little Drake that sounds kind of like a dog.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's acting up because we're acting up.
All right.
Saul nudges them together.
He's sort of like Sebastian to our Ariel and Eric.
I get it. I get it. I really do.
We do a musical number that explains it all.
But go on.
Now's probably not the time.
All right. So you've got dungeon duty? Honestly, dungeon I kind duty. Of fucking hate dungeon duty.
We're happy to take it.
But you do have to take ours tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. What's your duty tonight?
No, we're off tonight.
Yeah.
You're off? What do you mean off? We're in a...
Well, I mean, we're training. Training feels like off when you're in a wartime.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, fuck it, okay. Who am I to get in the way of young love?
Thanks for saying I'm young.
You see these two dragonborn turn around and walk back towards the barracks.
Wow. And to think we were going to kick their asses.
I think I just felt like if we kicked their asses, we'd have to absolutely kill them.
That's fair.
And then two dead bodies might show up.
Saul activates his visage so he can say, you didn't kick their asses, you thrilled their asses.
Yeah.
For that beautiful performance.
I'm finally a theater kid. Let's go to the dungeon.
Go to the dungeon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Did we see name tags or anything?
They did not have name tags on. Huh. No, this is not. Okay. It's not Target.
Okay, it's not Target. Okay.
No, it's
can
not.
I
yeah.
Well, it's more like Best Buy because it's a blue theme.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, let's just go in confidently. All right. Two people have to work tonight.
Yeah.
Sweet. Go ahead and give me new stealth checks as you guys walk into the Great Hall. Once again, these are stealth checks to like blend in.
22.
Cool.
25. Actually, 37. Wait. I'm so bad at math.
Wildly off.
Yeah. That's a 25 plus 10, so 35.
There you go.
23 plus 10 becomes 33.
Okay, yeah, no, you guys are good. You guys blend in. You guys walk past these two dragonborn that are standing outside of the castle. They don't even look at you, but you do kind of clock that they look nervous. They're kind of just looking forward, wide eyes, as you hear the ending of a roar coming from the king. And inside, you guys find a massive great hall, cold and damp. Large windows displaying the cracking lightning outside, braziers at the base of pillars that shoot up to the massively high ceilings. You see torches lining the walls. There are water-stained banners throughout, blue with white trim, and a crest of a dragon's head breathing lightning. And standing there, taking up almost half of the Great Hall, is the king himself. Massive, glistening blue scales, eyes of red that flicker in the torchlight like lightning. Bolts of power radiate through him. Each breath sends a cold chill through the castle like wind through a cave. And you see that the blue elf scouting party that you guys had followed in past the fortress gates have all been roasted. Have all been hit with like lightning breath. You see that they are all just smoking on the ground. You see that with like a final bite, finishes crunching on the young blue dragon that he has just eaten whole.
We almost went in with them.
Callie, that vape saved our life.
Vapes are good.
Yeah, the detect thoughts and insight check were pretty key to not getting caught up with those guys. But you do see that there are people for you guys to blend in with. There are blue dragon elf servants and guards in blue masks rushing around and doing the king's bidding, just kind of pretending that this didn't happen, just kind of cleaning it up, like people rush in to kind of clean up the mess. And everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Gorgeous. 21.
Okay.
19.
17.
You guys notice amongst all the blue elf servants and everything, somebody that looks like an advisor to the king. She looks to be a half dragon, this sort of blue dragon humanoid hybrid. She wears like a wizard's robe and is resting her weight on a staff. And she's got a strange circlet on her head that connects kind of like wires into her scales. And you see little like bolts coming out of them. Mm. Almost looks like electrodes, essentially. And you see she is speaking to the king. And with your pretty high perception checks, you hear the king as he turns around and is walking towards these two big doors that presumably take him down deeper into the lair. He goes,
I will be in my quarters. Rouse me when there is good news.
And
all right. Okay. We know where his bed is.
The wizard looks up at him and goes, of course, Your Grace. We do have one void elf in the dungeons. He claims to not be one of the gatekeepers, but I'm confident we can get him to cooperate.
Shit.
Big Bev.
Big Bev.
Okay.
You see these massive doors open as the king walks through, and they close. And meanwhile, you see this wizard goes down a smaller archway nearby.
Let's follow her.
Yeah. But we also just look like we're going to relieve other people of the post.
A casual... You know, not a true follow.
Yeah.
She's just showing us the way.
Or like, you know, stopping for a coffee on our way in.
A couple of vapes. Yeah.
If we make eye contact, we give her like a deferential, I know you're higher ranking than me, sort of like,
great.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say hello to you. Look.
Got it. Yeah, you see, she goes and walks ahead, and you guys walk down this dark staircase into this labyrinthian dungeon. And beyond the archway, you can see cells and cages along the walls with rusty iron bars. And you can just glimpse prisoners tightly packed in. And there are some other blue half-dragon guards in plate patrolling the area. These look like more elite guards down here. Go ahead and roll a d4 to see how many are down here.
Oof, you got it.
Four is bad.
One.
Nice. That's great. You guys lucked out on the roll. There is just one half-dragon guard down here, but you do see that there is a blue, burly dragonborn jailer with a spiked shield and a spear at his side, leaning against a wall at the end of the hallway. You see the half-dragon wizard nods to him as she passes, then she turns down a different corridor. As you guys enter the archway, I'll say you guys can kind of like hang in the shadows for a moment if you want to decide your next move. Actually, go ahead and give me perception checks.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, 21.
21 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, 11.
You do see, you catch glimpses of some deep elves in the cells here, down here. And you hear sounds of like roaring deep in the distance. You hear people talking and people yelling and people screaming. There's a lot of noise down here. And then you do see, again, big, burly dragonborn is kind of like at a corner. And then it looks like there's more kind of labyrinth to go down. But you've got these cages right here, this half dragon guard right here, and then one guy further down.
Okay. All right.
I mean, do we just say we're here to relieve them of their post?
Give it a shot.
And if anything goes bad, then I think we have to take them out, right?
Yeah.
Because then...
This is maybe as far as we go.
Okay.
We just start setting people free and hopefully eventually we can outnumber people by the end of the labyrinth.
Yeah, can we take a quick look at like the locks? Do they look complicated or do they look like we could...
The
bust
locks
them up.
Here don't look super complicated. Mm-hmm. It looks like you could bust them up, but it might take a little bit of time.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so we're going to try to get on these guys' good side.
Worth a shot.
Great.
Okay. Hey, we're here.
You see...
I smile. This has been a great move.
I spit on the floor.
The jailer does kind of a double take.
Who the fuck are you guys?
We're covering a shift.
Covering a shift? I didn't fucking approve anything. Yeah, well, you can go take it up with the king. I'm not taking it up with fucking anybody. I'm your goddamn boss.
Hey, just because we as employees helped two other employees out doesn't mean you need to take it out on us. You can go talk with them.
Actually, it fucking does. They're gonna murder me for this.
What?
Get in line.
What actually line? We're gonna murder you.
Everybody roll initiative.
Actually, we're going to murder you. It's gorgeous.
Shit. That's 10 for me.
Yes.
19 for Calliope.
28.
Wow.
For Drake Swaniels.
All right. At initiative 28, that is Saul.
Okay.
There's no surprise round. Instantly, this was combative. It was instantly, who the fuck are you? Where are the guys? And where are my guys?
Saul is going to go from being on all fours as a little Drake to standing up.
Oh! This dude vomits. What the fuck?
It looks like a Komodo dragon just standing up and preparing to punch you.
It's not right. It's not right.
You're going to get punched by a dragon.
Yeah, and I'm just going to try and swaggering strike this person.
Sweet, go ahead.
Cool.
12 is going to miss.
12 is going to miss.
Attack.
Big, meaty hand just grabs your fist.
Ow, please, these just healed. Fuck. 13 is going to miss.
Grabs your other hand. What are we dancing here?
Saul's going to jump in the air and try and whip him with his tail.
Sick.
I'm going to do a flurry of blows.
Nice.
There we go. 19?
19 hits.
There we go. That's one. And then 23. So those both hit.
Yep.
16 damage.
16 damage. Okay.
And then we'll try and do a stunning strike.
Okay. Makes a con saving throw?
Yes.
That is a 19.
Ah,
so passes.
They pass.
Yeah,
okay.
You see, yeah, this dude is super burly, a big dragonborn. You punch with one hand, even with your big meaty fist, grabs it. He grabs the other fist. You jump up, you slap him in the face twice with the tail. His neck snaps back. A little bit of blood comes out, but he just sort of grins and bears it and prepares to attack.
Okay, you can let me go now.
No. No time off. Wow, you're a bad boss.
This is animal cruelty.
Calliope, that's your turn.
I'm going to take out my luck blade and also my icicle dagger.
Okay.
And I'm going to go after him. Does a 17 hit?
17 does hit.
Oh, it does? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do a flourish.
Okay.
And a third level smite.
Damn.
So I add 7 to my AC.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Callie, you are, you see Callie's doing like complicated sword forms, basically like fencing forms that are making it very hard to hit her.
41 damage.
Shit.
God.
Yeah, Callie gets up and just stabs him in the chest. Oh!
That's right.
Oh!
It was a drake out.
No! No!
If I say I'm covering a shift, I'm covering a shift.
No time off.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to try to hit him again.
Great. Okay. He looks quite hurt, but again, he's pretty sturdy.
That time I think I'm going to miss. It's only a 12.
Okay. He manages to get his shield up. He has grabbed his like shield and his spear.
Okay.
After Calliope, that is the half dragon guard's turn. So you see the blue dragonborn guy looks like a little bit of a tougher fighter, but he's wearing like leather armor. This other guy's wearing plate, but maybe does not look as burly. Comes over and tries to attack you guys with a sword, but first is going to yell for help down the hallway and see if anybody hears.
I almost took my turn to cast silence.
What I'm going to do with that, I will roll in front of you guys. It's just a raw persuasion check. 15 or higher, and we're going to have some new baddies enter the battlefield.
Shit.
That's a 10. You hear as...
idiot.
As this guy is yelling for help, the deep elves in the cages nearby start yelling over him.
Oh!
Just start
oh, this is
so
like
smart.
A soccer game. Drown out your enemy.
Yes.
Sing your own song.
This dude is going to go ahead and take some cracks at, I'm going to say Saul, because Callie is fucking impossible.
What are you doing?
Right now.
Call HR. This is a workplace dispute.
You smack my boss with your tail, the ultimate sign of disrespect.
You like your boss?
I love him. He's awesome. He allows no time off.
He misses with the Cloak of Displacement.
Mm-hmm.
Then is going to take a second attack.
Okay.
God, can't hit for shit.
Yeah.
That's a 15 on the second attack misses. So this guy misses twice. Calder, that's your turn.
Sweet.
You ever tried to hit a reptile before? It's hard.
I step out from behind Saul's shadow.
You have to be a cat to catch a salamander.
I rip out the sword hilt and call the ice blade, and I'll take two attacks on the tattletale the hat,
great.
The dragonborn.
Got it. You see the tattletale looks at you and turns to the jailer and goes, he's using ice powers. We're only supposed to use lightning powers.
Thanks, Dave.
You guys are such losers.
You're a loser.
Oh, company men.
Dave, I think you need time off.
That's an 18 to hit Dave and a 27 to hit Dave.
Both hit. Distant relatives of Davinaxius.
We don't talk about them.
31 damage to Dave.
Whoa.
Dave instantly looks very hurt.
Dave He's damage.
Not nearly
Dave
as
damage.
Not nearly as tough as the jailer here.
Then in that case, I'll use my bonus action to tell Saul to try to hit him with your fist again.
Okay.
I'll use the Helm of Ultras to command an ally to make an attack.
Yes.
What is this feeling? Calder, this feels weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear him!
Just go with it.
Okay.
I'm actually, like, pretty worked up. Hey, Ultras.
What does she say? Callie says hi.
Oh, tell her I said hey.
Jeez, I think Callie, I think he's warming up to her.
Callie, he does sound hot.
I need an angle to get out of here. Now that you're scared, I feel like you're not going to use the charges that much. Maybe if she wants to, like, hook up or something, she'll let me out.
What did he say?
He's amenable.
I kind of am at this point.
Sweet.
So I'll just get a free attack?
Yeah, go ahead and make an attack.
Nice.
You'll have to make it against, you're up with the...
the Dragonborn, right?
The Dragonborn, yeah.
Okay.
So the jailer.
I'll just bite him.
Oh, what the hell, man?
Didn't expect that, did you? 23 to hit.
Hits.
Okay.
Nice.
That is 6 damage. And let's go ahead and do one more stunning strike just for
all
fun.
All right, let's try it. It passes.
Okay.
23.
That's enough of that.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, after that, that is the jailer's turn. The jailer, God, is in a tough position. Can't hit any of you guys. But is going to, I guess we'll try to hit Saul. Saul just bit him.
Ow! Ow!
He's just really upset.
Wow!
Dragons aren't supposed to bite each other, man!
Okay. Even with disadvantage, he does manage to hit. So he hits with the spear. 15 damage to you.
Okay. As soon as I get hit, my scarf wraps around his arm and, like, ignites. And I'm going to use Hellish Rebuke.
Sick. Yeah, you light him up. Go ahead and roll your 1d10.
I think they need to make a dex save.
Got it. Okay. Dex save, unfortunately, is a pass. He's pretty dexterous. Okay.
Is it 2d10?
It's 2d10. So yeah. I think he takes half on a fail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that's 9 damage.
You light your scarf on fire, wrap it around him. You see it goes into his scales.
You're using fire powers. You're using ice powers. This is against our whole vibe down here.
Don't worry, I can do lightning.
I thought we were all from the same company, guys.
Go on vacation.
Yeah, you need
I'm a company
vacation.
Man.
Sorry, we're innovators. We're disruptors.
No, the king is the disruptor. We work for the king. He's a genius.
This gladiator continues. Only 15 to hit on the next one is going to miss.
Okay.
And then is going to crit on the last
Protection
attack.
Paladin.
Okay, rolls go. With disadvantage. Callie.
A nice spectral umbrella comes out.
Pops out the spectral umbrella, moves his sword slightly to the left. With a reroll, that is a 19 to hit.
Misses!
Damn! You have 20 AC now?
Yeah, because I get to add my wisdom and I have a +1 bracer.
I was going to say, you gave that to him.
Fuck me. Saul, you hold up your hands and you block by like puffing up your forearms.
Sick.
After the jailer, that is back up to you, Saul.
Okay. So I'm still being held. I think my arms are still like, he's still like scrapping with me.
Yeah,
a
you guys
bit.
Are fighting back and forth.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to keep going after this jailer then.
Okay.
I've got some big ideas for this company.
You got to work your way up, man.
How about I work my way up your face? And I'm going to do
it. That's just not how we do things around here, man.
I'm going to fuck my way to the top.
He could too, right?
13's going to miss, but a 27 will probably
hit.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
That is going to be 11 damage.
Okay.
And then, I'll use my bonus action to actually activate my fist, so there's going to be like a shockwave from that.
Cool.
So that'll be another dex save.
Got it. Passes, I'm sorry.
They don't even take half for that. So, okay. Yep.
Just jumps out of the way.
Yeah, just make my arms big. Ah, what do you think about that? I said I had big ideas.
Pretty cool. Is that like a pun or something?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sweet. After Saul, that's Calliope's turn.
So I'll just go after this big guy.
The jailer. Got it.
That's definitely going to hit.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to just do a first level Serpentine Smite.
Okay.
21 damage.
Callie, finish this jailer.
Okay. Yes.
Wait, we both just want what's best for the company, right?
You need a fucking vacation.
A permanent hiatus.
Unpaid.
I think I'm just going to, like, knock him out till tomorrow. So that he can wake up and take a vacation.
Jesus Christ. Great. Okay.
Just a little coma.
Sweet. Yeah, you bash him in the head and he cracks his head against the wall and falls on the ground bleeding.
And then I have a second attack on with my icicle dagger.
Great. Yeah, yeah. This other half dragon looks nervous.
Okay.
And he's getting ready to tell on people.
27
again.
To hit.
27 tell, hits.
Tell. I'm going to do another first level smite.
Great.
19 damage on him.
Callie, finish this guard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I do the same thing so they can wake up tomorrow in each other's arms.
You bash both of these dudes. They both go down and they crash in the hallway here.
I put a pink slip in each of their pockets. You're lucky you weren't fully terminated.
Let's rummage for keys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me investigation checks.
12. Ugh.
Flat 10.
Okay.
23.
There you 23. Go.
23, yeah. You guys go through. You see the jailer has like several rings of keys. And Calder, I'll say that you're quickly able to kind of surmise which key would go with sort of the lower level security stuff around here, like these specific cages right here.
Right.
And yeah, you see all of these deep elves. A lot of them are in rags. Most of them still have like their visors on that are like kind of like glowing in the night here. And you see a lot of them look like beat up, like maybe they've been like tortured or something. They're up against like the bars and stuff. And they're like, who sent you guys? Whose side are you on?
We're friends of Elzor's.
Yeah.
The Princess Elzor.
Yes.
Elzor sent you.
Not technically.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. whatever you got.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to unlock the door.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'll say go ahead and give me a pure luck check. Go ahead and roll a d20 to see if you guys hear anyone coming.
Mm. Six.
Six, okay. You guys hear from down the hall, it sounds like more guards are coming.
Okay.
Okay, the door's unlocked now. Maybe you stay in here.
Do you guys want to come in here with us?
Yeah, let's hide in here.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Okay. You guys go ahead and give me a, I'll say, sleight of hand versus these people's dex as they come down the stairs.
When we go in, can we drag the bodies into like a shadowy part of the
great.
Cell?
Okay, right. So you drag the bodies in.
Press ourselves up against the wall.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You guys go hop into the cells as they go down the stairs and you are trying to race to get into this cage.
Okay. Oh, dirty 20.
Okay. They do not beat a 20. These two guards come down. You recognize the two guys that you had relieved. still came into work anyway, because everyone's very scared around here.
Oh.
So you see they come down. They kind of look around, confused, not seeing the jailer or the other guards, but don't really ask questions. Just walk deeper into the labyrinth, make like a right around the corner, and continue to walk down.
I want to ask one of the deep elves, I imagine that's where Shroomrod is, further down.
They've taken all of the dragons and brought them deeper into the dungeon.
Okay, which are how the many? Dragons?
Shroomrod, and then maybe like four or five young dragons and like a dozen wormlings.
That's a good arsenal.
That's really good to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many guys have you seen walk past this way, deeper into the labyrinth?
There's gotta be a few dozen down here. There's young blue dragons. There's the Inquisitor as well, the wizard.
Oh. With the headband.
They walk down a different path, right?
They're just deeper in the dungeon.
Okay.
They have an office. They torture people. They bring them in. And they use, like, some kind of electrical psychic thing to get into your brain waves to make you give up secrets.
Okay.
Well, they've been torturing Shroomrod. We've heard him from down the hall.
All right. Well, we want to save him.
Yeah.
We want to rescue him.
Great. We'll help as much as we can. But a lot of us have been
kept up. We don't have our weapons with us, but yeah, you guys look around.
Can I kick the weapons from the two people that we just held to them?
Can we give them like some potions to help like bring up their vitality a little bit? Maybe improve our chances of them aiding us?
You can. There's dozens of them though.
I mean, I feel like we need every aid we can get, right?
Yeah. I mean, how many potions do we have?
By my count, 18. So I think we got a couple to spare. Foster, are you here? Wow. You are very good at hiding.
Foster comes from around a corner.
So I say we just give them like 10 to 15 of our potions. Yeah. Give them to like their leader and that person can dole them out.
Sounds
according
good.
To their
yeah. I'll
custom.
Say you guys hand over like 10 potions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are, you know, it was this entire outpost. So there are children, there are old people. There's a bunch of people here who probably can't fight.
Mm-hmm. Calder, can you give like a war speech to the children to get them psyched about battle?
Calder chugs the Molsons. Burps loudly.
I vape.
Do you guys need those to be strong, mister?
Calder smiles and crushes the Molson.
That's his medicine.
Saul, as a lizard standing on its hind legs, laughs loudly.
The kids look confused. Sweet, yeah. I'll say you guys take this time. You go around. There are a few who are hurt or maybe like brought in and like tortured or something. They start giving them the potions. They give the potions to sort of like the old people and the children and everything. Mm-hmm. But you do see that a few of the warriors that look like a little bit hardier go to you guys and go, "We'll leave some people back here to protect our wounded, but
okay.
Some of us can come with you."
Okay, yeah. You divvy up however you see fit.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get Shroomrod.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see one of them grabs the spear from the fallen jailer. Another one grabs a sword and finds like a dagger on the half dragon. Mm-hmm. Other guys just like grab like rocks or sticks or whatever they can grab down here and begin following behind you guys.
Sweet.
Take the uniforms too. I know they're very bloody.
Sweet. Yeah. They take the two uniforms and stand as if they're like standing guard. Great. Near the other ones. The sick and the hurt ones stay behind in the cages, but the cages are secretly open. Mm-hmm. And some of the warriors follow you guys in, we'll use swarm stats for them, but I've got a swarm of deep elves with you.
Hell yeah.
Follow you guys as you sneak down this dark corridor.
Great.
Let's get to it. Come on, swarm.
So as you guys reach the corner that the jailer was guarding, you guys see pathways to the left and pathways to the right. To the left, you see an iron door. No window on it or anything. It's just down. And you see protecting it, there is some kind of arcane barrier. In fact, you kind of like hear like a buzz of electricity as you pass it, and the hairs on your arm stand up as you go near it. And on the right, you see that the hallway opens up again to accommodate more cells. And you see that there's another one of these locked doors as well that looks like it has some kind of electric energy on it.
Hmm.
And beyond that the path continues down the hallway.
You think one of these rooms is the interrogation chamber?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's no window on this electrified door at all.
No.
I mean, we have keys. Do we have any keys that look like they would go with these electrified doors?
Calder, you look at the keys and there is a keyhole on the iron door. Mm. And it does look like you do have a key that would fit it.
Mm. Can Calder just kick my spear over towards the door to see if anything happens when you touch it?
You poke your spear over into the door. Burst of electricity, like an electrobolt, like a lightning bolt comes out from the door and blows it up.
Cool.
I like that thing. Any sort of switch.
You do not see a switch.
I think we might need to double back here once we have whatever is on top of that wizard's head.
Oh, I see. That's what she uses to pass through.
Maybe.
Mm. Okay.
You do see one of the deep elves, the one you've been talking to the most, who's kind of been the leader, seems like she still has a lot of vitality to her, who's kind of leading the warriors. She says her name is Valyra.
Valyra.
You can call me Val.
Hey, Val.
You see, she looks at the door and she goes, I've seen the Inquisitor use some kind of electrical power, so there's a good chance that, yes, she's controlling whatever barrier is there.
Okay, yeah, they really love their electrical theme here.
They love it. They're obsessed with it. Really? They get really mad when anyone goes off.
Since when is electricity so important? Okay.
Okay.
So I guess we keep on Going down the hallway. That
take our pal Val down the hallway.
Sweet. Right. As you guys go down the right, you begin to walk past cells. Most of the cells here are empty, but then you do see another one of these doors that has iron door, lock, magnetic field around it, and Val points to it and goes, "That's the Inquisitor's office."
Oh.
And beyond the Inquisitor's little area, you do see that one of the cages is occupied. You see that there is an elf leaned up against the bars, long black hair with a goatee, like a black goatee, bruised face, dirty, looks like maybe he's been tortured, and nearby torchlight is sort of flickering off of his yellow eyes. And you see he kind of looks up dazed and sees the deep elves and sees you guys.
Big Beth.
You see his very tired eyes suddenly twinkle and he opens up a big grin with several teeth missing. And he nods. And that's where we'll end our session.
Oh! A happy ending for one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
We are
in it.
You guys are deep in it.
In a way, certainly.
Sweet, guys. You can listen to us talk about this more over on our short rest, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Okay. Don't do it. Don't you dare. Okay. Sweet, guys. Yeah. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
I have a big announcement, actually.
What's
big
one?
Yes. Our show in Boston is sold out, but we have added another show the next day on Sunday.
Oh.
It is not, folks, an actual play episode, but it is our first ever live dungeon.
Excited for that.
It's dungeon court. We have no clue how we're going to do it, but we can't wait to find out.
Yeah, it's going
to
be loose.
It's going to be loose. It's going to be the last day of our tour, day four of the 4-day tour.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Very punchy. Two nights in Boston. And you're going to get to see us do the punishments live, which will be fun.
Yes,
that's right. They will be carried out.
Live beheadings. Yeah.
But check those out. Those tickets are out now over at nadpod.com/live.
Cool. Sweet. Yes. Please come to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Check those out. Yes, and you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at CHMurfsMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at EXfordsMily, and at JakeOrsisJake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
Wow. It's time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, later Mick Skater, Matt M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Liz A, Daniel G, the J Pod, Dylan B, who is selling a Galad trading card for 100 brown leaves, Dungeon Mama, not sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Mr. Cole, Victor T, aka Balmore's Boy, Dominic Person, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwin, TJ M, Trele, the Crayfay, Christopher B, Damiel R, Brianna B, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Emily applying poultice to Murph's rollerblading injuries, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, Hemlock, Samuel B, Mike H, Matthew E, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, nope, sorry, just Andrew the Druid here, Adrian the Halfling Bardificer, Rex Thaniel the White, Captain Sigil, Diana DLL, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Lucas B, Rayco, It's Kevin, Cody B, Calder's Cold Cum, hashtag Rise My Cumrade, spread the camaraderie, Katie W, Taylor B, the Vengeful One Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen C, Michael M, Mike K, Lady Taco, Brian G, Joy T, Nara, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Foster the Boneless Duck, William W, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo, The Mad, Eric McD, Galad, Roselle, the White Rose of Galadron, Christian A, J Dragonborn, Joe Rowe, the Inappropriate Pro, the Sandrian, Ben A, Feldonis, John III, Dave H, Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F, the Time Walker, Marky Mark, the Marvelous Minning Engineer, Cat C, Kelsey J, Porkchop, Misa of House Inzunza, Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, a.k.a. Valacy Raptor, B. Perky, Always, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, the Charming Fluff, Robert Crisp, Telekitty Creations, Fan Illustrator, Insert Request. Let's get an illustration of the Supreme Crit. Why not? It's time. Ploops, Carly A, Suicidal Lobster, Addie K, AP Cleric, Lori P, Spam Gaming, who's just a raccoon that has a gun. Wow. Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot, to the Doe Riders, my first D&D party. May all our adventures be wondrous. Thank you for being my friends. Salil Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H., Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T., Jack H., Crabster, Champion of Crods, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Fandaray, Garble, the Moist, Lindsay W., Juicy Kiwi, the Revolutionary Tiefling Thieves Guild Leader, who has forgotten who and what they are, Valen, Beep, the Druid Barbarian, Carlin C., Emily S., Cody NTRAP, Pendergreen's Roommates, so sorry to hear that, Harry Cox, Noah the Bagel of All Things, Justin LB, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Dandy, Marcos P., Jordan P., the Occasional Crit Reporter, Learns the Balance Druid, Dayton M., Dakota JP, Frida M., Pagos, Betrothed, Self-Proclaimed Fae Prince. Wow, congrats on the betrothal. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Holly H., Kristen Z., the I Will Use What You Love Against You DM, Leah C., Paige H., Helen of Briz, May B., Pixel Stars, Akash Thacker, Timothy H, Kristen with a K, Cal just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Neos, the novice monster hunter, and I think a friend, Simon, should I be meeting him, Jake M, Murph, CW, do you know where, if not, roll int save, what the hell did that even mean? Patrick, Lorelei, the Succubus, and Kira, her busty queen, Michael, the Esri Pop Idol, Morgan M., a peeling sticker, oh dear, Stephen E., happy birthday to my one-of-a-kind husband, Andrew L., I found my tall Barney, love your wife, Sid, how friggin' sweet, John A., yes, like the president, so y'all know it's Adams, Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia, James F., Captain Cappy, M4L., Wayfarer, currently in a trademark dispute with Mothership over the patent on the SS Storm Bjorn, Andrew B., Sir Smut, Cope Fresh, Barpo Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Mary Beth C., Melora Devotee, Welshlander, aw oh, dang, sorry to hear about that, World Cup L, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Mr. D., Dana D., Sean J., Mr. Sillyhead, Ethan B., Renee the Monster Captain, Hop the Dancing Rabbit, Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who will totally be making money and a grand novel off the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go All the Stops show, Blue Slade the Artificer, Michaela R., Riley S., Fico, Angry Wheat, The Game Itself, Just Trying to Find Himself, Tony G., Corbo's Calamitous Cumshot, Hashtag CCC Forever, Sorry Jake, Josh H., Jack the Jacks, Jinxing Rogue, On the Run with Bohemia's Balls, Mango, Empanadas, Rented Mules, He Who Made Doug Divergent, Dark Nut, okay, Trogdor the Burninator, Clementine T., Caleb L.S., Sam H.M., and Kusita. This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of Hashtag CCC. Okay. Alex R., Cantrip, Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian with a bad back, Papa Wookie, M.J., the BFG drinking tea by the sea, Little Ferret Pal, Samantha K., Cronus Maximus, Gino T., Fae Father, Father of the Fae, Mama Bell, this is your daily reminder to drink water, cheers, Sheldon the Mushroom Turtle, Straw Man, 18 Wheels of Rubber and Steel, Potato Master, Timothy R., Lloyd King, the Communist Bastard, Tizzy the Great, Derek D., and of course, Tristan G. Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.